Hi, I'm Scott.
And
I'm
welcome Scott.
I'm Scott.
I'm
Scott.
And welcome back to our show.
I'm Scott. I'm Scott. Hey, welcome back to our show. I'm Scott. I'm Scott.
Okay. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, how are you, Scott?
You know, Daniel, I am a little bit I would say preoccupied today. Ask me why, Daniel.
Why are you preoccupied today, Scott?
Took a little time because you were sipping your watermelon strawberry. I caught you off guard again, didn't I? Oh, just did it again. I'm going to just, every time you take a little swallow, I'm going to start talking.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be a provocative statement.
I know. Little Swallow was my stripper name in the 90s. Anyway.
Hello, 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 hello. Well, first of all, a couple of things.
Today is
Wednesday.
It is.
Otherwise known as Wednesday.
It is hump day.
And we are no longer recording on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
But we're no longer recording on Wednesday either. We're only recording on Wednesday today because normally we're going to be recording on Thursday, but that's another topic that's going to take some time.
Right.
Uh-huh. And the reason that we're recording today, Wednesday, is because tomorrow, Thursday, I have to go to the dentist to get my teeth cleaned.
To the dentist.
To the dentist. And I hate it. I hate it, Daniel, so much. I hate it. I hate it.
I'm so sorry.
But I have to go. Of course, we have not been... Drew has been, because Drew has situations in his teeth that he has to...
It's I have not Gooch's goddamn dental drama.
Yeah. It is indeed. But I have not been to the dentist. Normally, we're there every 6 months to have our teeth cleaned. I haven't been in all of the pandemic time.
I have not either.
Yeah. So this, okay. Then you understand that this is going, this, and also the, it's not. Irony. I was going to say what's ironic, but there's nothing ironic about it. I think what's terribly telling and awfully painful is that this is the very first out-of-house experience I am going to have since the pandemic. Now, to be completely transparent, we did go to my mother's house a few times before my mother started living with my sister. So my mother's house was a couple of... Oh, yes, you just made a vaccine sign.
I did.
And you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. I sit corrected.
Mm-hmm. You went to get your vaccine.
I ventured out of the house to get my vaccine.
Yes.
To Pierce College.
Pierce College. Long may it rain.
May it rain.
Yes.
Doesn't rain in
Southern California. Are you crazy?
Christ fucking cunt sucking shit bag motherfucking goddamn mother shit fucker state. Although Northern California is heaven. Northern California is the exact, I'm having a stroke. It's the polar opposite. It is the yin to the yang. It is heaven in Northern California, and Southern California is Satan's toilet. And that's where we live. We live in Satan's toilet.
I mean, you know, you're semi-retired. When Drew retires, you could move north. To Alaska. You can go to where Tim from Alaska is.
That's a little far north. A little more north than I was thinking about
just
Northern
Stockton.
California.
Just go to Stockton.
Oh, Stockton. Yes.
It's the only northern name I know of. Is there what's another northern name?
Well, where we would love to go is Santa Cruz Mountains, Felton, places that we used to take our RV.
Santa Cruz was where they filmed The Lost Boys, right? Wasn't there a boardwalk there that burned down later after they filmed?
There is a boardwalk there. I do not know if it burnt down or not.
Yeah, I believe it did.
I think a pier. There's a pier
there.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Because it was supposed to be the mythical town of Santa Clara.
On the boardwalk in Atlantic City. So, basically... In answer to how I am.
Yes.
am filled with anxiety and trepidation, more so than my normal life, which is filled with anxiety and trepidation. But now I've got something to really be anxious about.
Right.
And I'm looking very forward to tomorrow. And
what is your, what is your, like, my problem is plaque. Like, I have a problem with plaque. I've never had a cavity. I've still have my wisdom teeth and what, but I have a problem with plaque buildup. And so it's like every time that I go clean, it's like, oh, well, we're gonna have to do a deep cleaning because of the plaque and blah, blah, blah. And, but I switched a couple of years ago to a electric toothbrush, one of those Sonic.
Yes.
Sonic Care ones.
Uh-huh.
And the last time I went, I didn't have to have the deep cleaning, whatever. It did an admirable job of breaking up that plaque. So I'm hoping that when I do get around, and here's the thing, not only did the pandemic hit, but we also moved right before the pandemic. So the dentist that I was going to is way far away from where we live now. So it's, I was going to have to find a new dentist anyway. So now I have to find a new dentist. It's on my list.
My philosophy has become, the more time that I spend in my mouth, the less time that the dentist has to spend in my mouth. So I brush three times a day and floss twice a day. I brush in the morning with a standard toothbrush. I brush in the afternoon with an electric Sonicare toothbrush, and I brush in the evening.
Does it do the time thing?
Yes, but I go so far beyond it. it's set for 2 minutes, and you're supposed to do
every
30
seconds.
To do 30 seconds
per quadrant. Yeah, and every 30 seconds, your toothbrush goes.
Yep, it has a little fart.
Yep,
but I do it probably for 10 minutes, at least 10 minutes.
Wow,
I do at least 5 cycles of the Sonic.
Wow.
As I said, the more time I spend in my mouth, the less time the dentist will spend in my mouth.
Spitting out blood at that point in time, I'm assuming.
Well, no, it's just mucus and blood.
Grinding
and
your...
I have no more gums. I just have... I look like a skull. So I do that. And we'll see after tomorrow. You know, and I haven't had x-rays in that. And I don't want him to... Because x-rays... Because my mouth is weird. Mm-hmm. The x-ray thing hurts my mouth. Bite down now, bite down. And it hurts when I'm grinding down. I don't like it. And I don't like getting zapped in my face with x-rays. And,
yeah, but that's
I
one
just
of those.
Keep thinking
they
of
can,
Madame Curie.
They can bill your insurance because your insurance will pay for them every 2 years. So they's like, no, without fail, every 2 years, they're going to do a new x-ray because they get paid for it. So, anyway.
Okay, you know what? This is such an, and I know that for all of our millions of
listeners. Oh, this is fascinating.
I'm sure that there are some dental phobic people out there that don't want to hear about this nonsense.
We'll talk about, let's talk about moving to Thursday. So we decided that Tuesday was a bad day. And
You got a turd in your pocket?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. We are moving to Thursday because our god, Thor, has his day,
yes.
Thursday. So we're moving to Thursdays now.
Praise his holy hammer.
That's right. I do like his hammer. I had a change in my D&D game, which I did not know about.
D&D? Is that diarrhea and discharge?
Well, that's how I got the turd in my pocket. No, it's the Dungeons & Dragons, which I play. You know this. You know that I play Dungeons & Dragons.
I know, but I'm asking the question so you can tell our listener.
Oh, okay. Well, I play Dungeons & Dragons every day. Anyway, we were playing on Monday nights. But
what happened?
One of the players has a scheduling change because he's a teacher, college.
Oh, fucking excuses.
Teacher. And so he needed to move it to Tuesdays. And I said, and everyone else was like, oh, Tuesdays would be great. Because it was like, we can either do Tuesday or Sunday. And everyone else is like, oh, Tuesday would be great. And so I'm like, okay, well, let me ask Scott. And of course, you were gracious enough to allow me to move it to Thursday. So.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't mean I'm not going to make your life miserable because you did that.
That's true. But now the end of my weeks will now be very podcast heavy because I will be doing this show and then the following day I'll be doing Mix Minus. So I have all my podcasts just shoved right together. Oh, and we normally film our YouTube videos on Wednesday. So it would be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah.
You are so mass media savvy.
I am. You know, when you're a big mass media star like me, Scott.
Yes.
That's just what you do. You have to just constant. It's all about the content.
As a side note, it's not even on our Trello. Trello.
I was singing a side note.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What was that, a B flat?
I have no, I was just singing it to the side.
Oh. Your precious partner, Zachary.
Zach. Yes. Don't call him Zachary. Zachary. Do not
Zachary,
call him.
Zachary. No, I'm going to call him whatever I want to call him because I'm 65 fucking years old.
His mother calls him Zachary. Zach, I don't even call
Zach,
him Zachary.
The Lego maniac.
Do you know what his middle name is?
Yes. You told me once, God damn it, and I do not remember it. You told me, son of a whore.
Is it a president? It is a president.
Taylor.
Yes.
Yeah. Zachary Taylor
the latte
Jones.
Boy. Yeah. Zachary Taylor, the latte boy.
And as I said to you before, they had to do the fancy first two names because that last name is so plain and so everybody has a name, Jones.
Yeah.
No offense to him. However, this is why I bring up the adorable fellow.
Yes, why?
He posted a picture of new earrings that he got he was very proud of.
Yes, one of his Final Fantasy guildmates sent it to him. Yes.
And he was showing off his earring. However, in that photograph, for some reason, the lens, the angle, it looks like the right half of his head is completely missing.
Yes.
Torn away. And dropped in a bucket somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I could not stop staring at that as opposed to looking at his earring. So Zach needs to take a better picture of his earring where it doesn't look like someone removed half of his head.
Oh, I will pass that along to
him. Pass it along to Zach, who's going to come to dinner sometime later in the summer, which will be wonderful.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that we're going to do summer, but later in the year. Sometime later in the year.
Once again, I don't know why you keep saying we. This confuses me. And
we're going to be going to California later in the year. You may or may not.
California, here I come. Right back where I started from. Wish showers of flowers blooming in spring. My lady got a platy in her ding-a-ling, and I touched daddy's special place. Then I wiggled on his face. We're a family of disgrace. California, here I come. Hi.
So we went camping this last week.
No way.
Way. Yeah.
Boy, we're ripping through these.
they're all tied together here. We went camping this last week. We posted a picture of our lovely little cabin that we were staying in.
Itsy bitsy little cabin.
They are all very tiny. Yes, because the cabins are really just a place.
Fuck palaces.
No, they're a place to sleep with air conditioning. Because there's other things going on at the campground. There's a pool, there's, you know, organized events happening, there's bars, there's shows that are going on and stuff. So it's like a cruise ship. You don't spend that much time in your tent or in your cabin.
Speak for yourself.
What are you talking about?
On a cruise ship?
Oh, well, that's okay. But
baby.
One of the things that we really love
to do. Don't dismiss me.
Okay, fine.
I was trying to finish
my story.
Listen, we don't have that much to talk about. If I can interject in the middle of your story, it's only going to help with timing. And you know what the most important thing about comedy is, don't you?
Oh,
good,
yes.
Daniel, that was good. What's the most important thing about
comedy? The most important thing about timing. Comedy, timing.
Okay,
it's
so
the
go
most
ahead.
Important
timing.
Thing about, yes, timing. Oh, that one actually worked. We shouldn't.
I would say this about that. I would say this,
You know, we used to have a radio show here on Plant City called This and That. It was every Saturday morning, and it was like the owner of the station and another, and it was a swap meet on the radio. So on the AM radio, it's like every fucking phone call started off with, "Al, how you doing, Al? I got 20 pounds of chicken feed that I want to get rid of, and I'm willing to take anything in trade for it."
Wow. Yeah. That's really cool. Barter.
This or that?
I would say this about your little itsy bitsy cabin.
Yes.
It's wonderful to be able to see here's my problem. I cannot poop if anyone else is anywhere. I send Drew downstairs if I have to poop. No, I'm pooping. I don't want people around when I'm pooping, please. Mm-hmm. I would never be able to do the showering and the pooping and everything in a communal situation. I need it in my cabin, and not only do I need it in my cabin, but I need it to be luxurious.
Oh,
like, you can't believe how luxurious it
would
be.
Well, that's why you would take Vi or something.
Vi. Yeah. And I would never say glamping in your situation, even though you have a cabin with air conditioning. That's really not glamping.
Well, I mean, it also had a mini fridge and a microwave, but...
Oh, well, that immediately turns it over. That immediately changes everything that I just thought and
said.
To me,
air conditioning and electricity make it glamping because we, neither Zach nor I are pool people. I think I've mentioned this before.
You have indeed mentioned it before.
So, and it's not that we don't like swimming pools. We go swimming, but we usually go swimming in the evening. We just don't like lay out by the pool. It's just, we're not sun people. Like we don't lay out by the pools.
Wearing a banana hammock.
Right. So we prepared this weekend by...
How high can your voice go?
Even higher.
We prepared
this weekend by loading up the iPad with numerous downloads from numerous services.
Oh, I need to ask you about stuff like that, but go ahead.
And then when we had an old TV, we recently bought a new TV and we had the old one that was in the bedroom was like a 42 inch. And we had taken it over to mom's house when she got put into the hospital bed.
Yes.
Her TV had to get moved into her bedroom and then the caregivers had nothing to watch at night. So we gave them our TV just in the living room over there for them to watch at night.
Yes.
Anyway, so I was like, hey, mom's house is on the way to the campground. Let's just pick up the TV. And then in the cabin, we won't have to watch the iPad. We can watch the TV, you know, little HDMI cable. We can watch
the TV. That's fun.
So we get there and lug this TV into our cabin and plug it in and everything. It's broken. Yeah, the screen is cracked. The screen is cracked.
Oh, shit. Oh, someone cracked the screen.
So weird.
I bet it's your little Jesus freak nephew came in and cracked.
The one that couldn't take it, yes.
Ruining everything that couldn't have.
So we watched it on the iPad. But no, anyway, so the thing I wanted to say about May West, that was the name of our cabin, May West.
May West.
Yeah, because all the cabins, because it's a gay campground, and of course, every cabin is named after, you know, somebody. But to your point, though, we were in a basic cabin. The deluxe cabins do have showers and restrooms inside and kitchens. So it's like there are steps up that you could take. But as neither of us value that, we just go for the basic one. So
are the showers private?
No.
The group showers?
No.
Is it a big room with shower heads?
There are two different. Yeah, there's two different sides, but yeah, both of them have three shower heads and big areas and
in one area.
Yeah.
So you're standing there naked with other people.
Yeah.
So that's why you don't need a shower in your room, because that's a goal, to be standing there with other naked people.
Yeah, basically, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
So what was I trying to say? I don't remember. Oh, so May West. So May West is...
I remembered where you parked your bike. I was going to tell you.
May West, I don't know if you noticed from the picture.
That was a very dismissive, yeah.
That was an extremely dismissive... I'm trying to move the show forward. Yeah. If you...
You do not... I will not be dismissed, Daniel. I will not be ignored. I will not be dismissed.
If you look at the picture of May West, you can tell that it's very tall. It is a very tall cabin. And the reason for that is that there was a loft above the bed. So it had a big double bed downstairs, and then it had a loft upstairs, which was, you know, for more people
to sleep. For company.
Yeah. And, but that, like, something happened to the loft. I don't know whether they had taken down the ladder and they had boarded it up and everything. So it was a smaller cabin than we were used to, because there's a table and chair, at least in the cabins. And this one did not have enough room for there to be a table and a chair. So it was not our favorite cabin. I don't think we will repeat going to May West.
May West is not going to get a redo.
No, we would request another cabin instead of May West. Anyway.
Did anything special and fun happen on your camping trip?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. We met a lot of lovely people around the campfire. We had, it was 80s weekend, so there was a lot of 80s music being played throughout the campground at different locations. We did, I think, Saturday night or Friday night.
Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. Boop, boop. You know that I won't be ignored, Dan.
Friday.
Do you recognize that? Do you recognize that line?
No.
I won't be ignored, Dan. I think it's Dan, which is funny. I think that's the character's name.
Do not. But Friday night, we were at a bar.
Scott the Satyr Stroke Boy will know what that line is from. Mm-hmm. Tell us, sweetheart.
I'm sure he will. We were at one of the bars. This was the poolside bar.
Yes, the poolside bar, which would tell me in my way that I discern things, mm-hmm. that it was probably by the pool.
Yes.
Okay.
It was also, it's the one place on, it's the one bar at the campground where you can also order food. So they serve food, the breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
How fun.
They serve food there.
Is it good food?
Actually, yeah, it's quite good. I mean, it's nothing fancy. It's burgers and chicken strips and things like that. But yeah, it's quite good. And pancake, like a breakfast buffet with like pancakes and waffles and, you know, those kind of things. Nothing major, nothing. It's not like a fine dining establishment. Anyway, the across from the bar where we were sitting, there was an ice cream cooler that they had put in.
An ice cream cooler.
You know, like a dedicated glass
freezer
front,
for ice cream.
Yeah, freezer. And it was completely, at one point, completely stocked with ice cream.
Oh.
We were there on Friday night and there were only 2 pints of ice cream left. And they were on the top shelf. So we could see from across the bar that there were just 2 pints of Ben and Jerry's left.
How sad.
And of course, both Zach and I wear glasses and neither of us could make out what flavor of, because they were clearly identical. So it was like, what flavor ice cream would be so bad that they would clean out the rest of the cooler and just leave those two there?
Ice cream flavor would have to be really bad to be left.
Right, but we could tell that there were 2 words in the title, so we asked the level 13 folks, hey.
Level 13?
Yes.
Level 13, level 13.
So we posted a picture of it in level 13. We said, hey, what 2-word Ben and Jerry's flavor would be so bad that no one would want to eat it? We'll go first, and we said sea bass. I figured sea bass, you know, Ben and Jerry's sea bass was probably not a very popular flavor.
Pussy snatch. anal leakage. I love you. Please be careful.
That's more than 2 words. Let's say
anal leakage.
No, I love you. Please be careful. Asparagus urine was another option.
Yes,
Cyclone.
That's nice.
My executive producer on Mix Minus, Cyclone, offered forth asparagus urine. And then after that, people just kind of didn't get the point. Like Kathy Marshall, mm-hmm. bless her heart, just, you know, said mayonnaise and sea urchin. That's not 2 words.
No.
Yeah, that's 3 words. Let's see. Dean Barney from the UK said large nuts and Chick-fil-A. Nah, again.
Not right. No.
And I noticed that you you didn't participate in the entire event. So, yeah.
You know, I noticed it.
Even after you had said, oh, please do a Mix Minus tonight because Adam's out of town. Find someone. We need to be entertained tonight. And I tried. I tried to entertain you.
God, you're so fucking wearying. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize. I truly didn't realize. Once again, Daniel, yes. I'm old and I drink. Yes. So I'm just looking at that as a, oh, I didn't see it as a contest or even a participation, you know, participate in this event. I didn't see it that way because, and I say that with emphasis, because I would have participated. I love to make up silly stuff.
Oh, so
you know, like Pussy Snatch. And,
yes. The problem with Pussy Snatch is it would look like Pussy Snatch from, across the room.
Yeah. Well.
Earwax.
Unless she's maybe PUS-Y snatch.
Earwax.
Has
it. To combat the fact that we are not pool folks, we, of course, loaded up our iPad. As we were watching these things on our iPad, we were watching a new Netflix limited series. That's what they call them when it doesn't have like 8 episodes, you know, like less than 8 episodes or whatever. But it's Halston. Have you seen this on Netflix?
I have not seen it. I should say this. I have not seen episodes of it, but I have seen that Halston is starring what's his nose.
Yes, what's his nose is great in it. Ewan McGregor. Yes.
Yes, me and McGregor.
Yes, you and McGregor.
You and McGregor, get it?
McGregor.
I got it.
See what I did there? Hilarious. Oh my God, tell me more.
Play on words. I love to play on words.
Tell me more. You're so fascinating. It's a Ryan Murphy show. So if you don't like Ryan Murphy, because I know that some of the complaints about it were that it was not historically accurate. And I was like, well, it was a fucking Ryan Murphy show. What did you expect? I was like, I don't watch Ryan Murphy shows for their historical accuracy.
That's true. I have a friend who said, how about one more scene of butt fucking? And she's a lesbian. Obviously, wasn't fond of, I guess there's many. How about one more scene of butt fucking?
Mm-hmm. It does manage to make it in all five episodes. Anyway, as we were watching it, it dawned on me.
The wheel of fortune was spinning in your life.
It dawned on me that as period pieces go,
ew,
this is your period. Because this was very much in the Scott era.
Yes.
And I had a question.
Oh, my goodness.
Because to me, it looks as though like the 70s was just hazy. Like everyone was smoking, like in their, in the doctor's offices, in the grocery store, in the theaters, like on airplanes, taxi cabs. Like, was there just a constant haze of cigarette smoke in the 70s? Was that a thing?
What? Because I was a smoker, first of all. Mm-hmm. Yes, there was, but you didn't notice it because it was the norm. There were ashtrays sitting on the table of restaurants. My boss smoked, Jan McClay, the bitch cunt of the universe. My boss smoked, and please don't call her now because I can't deal with that again, all right? And I smoked. Uh-huh. And I sat in a front cubicle, but not separating between the girls and I, but two secretaries to the two other execs. Mm-hmm. And I was a secretary to Jan McClay, the queen cunt of bitch cunt of the universe. And I smoked a lot. I probably got up to about 2.5-3 packs a day.
You overdoing something? That's unheard of.
Well, you got me pegged. So I, between Jan and I, the smoke pouring out of her office and the smoke coming from, we must have smoked out that whole, because cigarette smoke is noxious. It is noxious. And everything, you smoked in grocery stores, you smoked in line at Disneyland, you smoked wherever there was, you smoked, and there was no problem with it. So to answer your question, yes, it was very hazy. It was very hazy in the 70s, cigarette smoke alone, but it was also very hazy because of all kinds of different things. It was an interesting time. I was very, very active from about 1973 or 4 until 83 when I met Drew and settled down and became a responsible husband, loving.
So you husband. Quit smoking.
I quit smoking in, I was 31, so that would be 1987.
Oh.
1987 is when I quit. That's right, right? Because I was born in 56, and when you add 31 years to that, that's 87, correct?
Yeah, sure.
So about 86, 87 is when I stopped smoking. And, But I, like I said, I was just I just smoked and smoked and smoked and smoked and smoked and smoked.
Right.
Do you have any other questions about the 70s and 80s? Because it was a very interesting time. You know what truly saved my ass, literally and figuratively, is that in 81, I think, is when the first case of AIDS came across the world. I think it was 81.
Yeah, and they actually showed one of the headlines, and because back then they called it GRID, or gay-related immunodeficiency.
Something. Okay.
And before it became AIDS, it was called gay cancer. Sometimes it's called GRID.
Yes, gay cancer, I remember.
Yeah. And they showed Halston reading a newspaper article about, gay cancer, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Scared the shit out of all of us and continued to scares me to this day, but that's another story altogether.
That's another story.
Yeah. What saved my ass was that truly is meeting Drew and becoming voluntarily and lovingly monogamous with him. Otherwise, I know that I'd be dead. I know that I would be dead. I loved the baths. I loved promiscuous sex. I loved the more partners, the better. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons why I say Drew saved my life, literally, as well as figuratively. Yeah, it was an interesting time, the 70s. It truly was.
And apparently filled with
discotheques in West Hollywood and...
Yeah. All that fun stuff. Bell bottoms. Woo! Uh-huh. Anyway, Halston, I think you would enjoy it. I think you should watch Halston. I think you would enjoy it. Just don't expect, you know, a documentary style.
How was the person who played Liza Minnelli? Although you probably wouldn't know.
Well, you know, I had more familiarity with Liza than Zach did, but I didn't think she did that great. I didn't get Liza from her, but because the other characters were so good and they were reacting to her as if she were Liza, you overlook it. She's not a major character in this. She is a recurring character, but not one of the major that you focus on every episode.
There is a singer... imitator.
Yes.
Named Christine Petty, P-E-D-I, I believe. Forgive me, Christine, if I'm getting that wrong. Who does a phenomenal, hysterical Liza Minnelli, but also a shit ton of others. I just, right before we came on the air today.
Really?
I was watching a Christine Petty video where she was doing the song Anna Tevka from Fiddler on the Roof, and she was doing it as 10 different ladies. It was quite amazing, and I urge you all, within my listening range, to look her up. Christine Petty.
Now it's Weather in the Nines.
Weather in the Nines. Hey, today it's hot in Woodland Hills, and it's gonna get hotter. It's so fucking hot that it's gonna burn your ass from the inside out.
Do you know what, Scott?
What, honey?
I don't think we have time to talk about Timothy Tinkles, which is
shit. That was the one I wanted to hear about. But okay,
we can talk about it on the post show for the level 13 folks.
Level 13.
So, if you wanted to know all about Timothy Tinkles, well, you need to join level 13.
That's right. Yeah. But it's easy. All you have to do is send us an email asking to join, and boom, bang, boom, oh wow, you're in it.
That's right, and you get all the pre-show and the post-show for this show and for Mix Minus. You get access to our Discord server, the Level 13 Discord server, where we ask questions like, what's a two-name ice cream flavor that's really bad? Anyway, all of that fun stuff, you can join Level 13. Scott, it has been just such a joy and a pleasure to learn from you, as I do each and every week here on
regardless
on this
of the
show.
Day. I had such a good time, Daniel, that I almost forgot I have to go to the dentist tomorrow.
Well, you do. Good night, Scott.
Good night, Daniel.
Thank you for listening to That Darn Elvis. If you'd like to contact the show, you can email us, contact@thatdarnelvis.com, or send us a voicemail by going to voicemail.thatdarnelvis.com. You can always find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thatdarnelvis. On Twitter, Scott is @AntiVera, and Daniel is @DanielBrewer.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.